Okay, now I want to get a time check from our timekeeper. This is 15 minutes, so how are we? We have 2 minutes left. Both Marie and Grace arrived at the meeting, quite appropriately, and I'm going to recognize Israel. He's on the sack here. So because we only have 2 minutes, we should really look at how we identify our representation. Just clarification. Marie, are you kind of, in a sense, deferring or resigning in favor of Grace? Is that what you were saying?
Yes, because I felt that that she was more... I think that she's been involved in the group.
Okay, thank you. Now, I will entertain a motion for a representation of the LSB on the IPC. I don't want to get into more discussion of how the meeting went. I think we need to resolve our representation.
A point of information. There was some conflict, I recall, about the question of the LSB's role in even appointing people. Was that resolved? What's the status of that? If somebody is elected by this board, are they going to show up at that meeting to a chorus of complaints about the fact that we did that? What's the status?
No, I don't think there was. I think there was an acceptance of it. The issue simply was
okay.
Who? My question is, if someone who is elected who does not have a 3-year term, do they stay on, or when the new LSB is seated, do we go through this all over?
Yeah. Okay. Now, I want to focus on our representation. The chair actually wants to recognize Israel first because he's on the stack before Harrison, but we're focusing on how do we get our representatives on the IPC.
Well, in that case, either you won't let me speak or I'll speak afterwards. I want to speak about the whole ball of
wax. No,
back.
Okay. Would you mind deferring so that we can resolve this? Harrison.
And then Ed, did you have
1 minute?
We have 1 minute. Harrison and then Ed.
I'm tempted to refer this to the Programming Oversight Committee, but the reason is that this is very complicated. About how we exactly the affirmative action is going to be implemented. If we have a white woman instead of an African-American woman, that's going to change the situation facing the IPC and their affirmative action. There may have been an error when it was decided to seat Grace in favor and not...
I am not African-American.
Okay.
I'm an African.
That's what I thought.
And the minutes are going to reflect that.
Right.
All right, now, Harrison, do you have, before we go to the others on the stack, do you have a concrete motion around referral?
No. And I'm embarrassed enough now to cede the floor.
Okay, on the stack now, Ed, and then Jane.
And what about me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Jan here? Oh, excuse me. I misread. Okay.
Out of time, according to Fernando.
Yeah, we're out of time. The chair would entertain a motion to extend for 4 minutes. Five, who's quibbling?
Four.
5 minutes?
Four.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, we'll extend for 5 minutes. Chair recognizes Ed, and then it's Jan. I misread the name. Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion that Grace be appointed on an ad hoc basis for 2 meetings, and then that'll give us some time to consider all of these things. She was elected, she deserves it, and we want representation, so that's my thought.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Grace Aaron be appointed on an ad hoc basis for at least 2 meetings. Now, be sure you're also speaking to the motion, because we'll be voting on that motion. Okay, I'm very sorry. I apologize, Jan. I did overlook your name here. Jan.
I would like to amend that motion to appoint Grace Aaron with the alternate being Marie Deary, so that if Grace is elected to a new term, she can continue serving. Marie Deary, if she doesn't, can go right in, so we don't have to have a new election, you know, at any moment. If Grace can't go,
it's friendly.
Okay, even though it would be inappropriate because the motion belongs to the body after it's moved and seconded, I'm going to cut corners because we're under a lot of time. time. Will you accept that just this one time in the history of KPFK as a friendly amendment? Okay, the motion now is that Grace be appointed on an ad hoc basis with Marie Deary as the alternate who has a 3-year seat.
Okay. Until further notice.
Until further notice, thank you. Now, on the, let's see, Ed has spoken. Eva?
No, I'm covered.
You're covered. Okay, I think Leslie...
I'm confused by the motion
Maybe we should clarify. I'm sorry if I tried to cut some time corners. Ed actually had a motion that was seconded that Grace Ahrens be appointed ad hoc for at least two meetings. The friendly motion that altered that was that be the case. That's the motion with the proviso that Marie Deary is the alternate, especially if Grace Ahrens is not reelected to the board, that Marie would return as our representative.
May
that,
I?
Is that
no.
How others understood it?
If
no.
I can be clear about the motion, then we are saying Grace Ahrens is going to sit for two meetings, and at that point, if she chooses not to retain her seat, Marie Deary will take it.
Grace, let me try to clarify.
Okay.
If Grace is running for re-election, if she doesn't make it, then Marie takes over, or Marie can resign. The point is, we're covered.
Is this for two meetings or for?
If in fact she is re-elected to the LSB, she will continue to be the representative. The ad hoc representative. We can
until
confirm.
Until we
have another process to have a permanent person.
Okay, Chair.
There's one other issue here.
Okay, excuse me. She's still perplexed, and I want to respect that because no one should vote on something they don't understand.
It's until the new LSB is seated.
Right,
and
the new
appoint
LSB.
Don't do two meetings. It's until the new LSB is seated.
And appoint someone else.
And they have they can appoint someone else.
Because
Edmo
had to do with until the
deferred
action problem was worked out.
No, it didn't.
I was trying to cover two issues, and I think that we're sort of covered. If we have, ultimately, the new LSB will have to vote on a permanent delegate. But for right now, we just have what's her name, and then Marie will Grace, and then Marie will be.
Glad Grace is not here, but
can I make
clarity? We are now voting on somebody to take that seat until the new LSB
right.
Correct. Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Not
correct.
Two meetings.
Correct.
Got it.
Can I also make something else clear that Grace and Marie were elected on the basis of there being two vacancies? If indeed Earl Grant does not take his seat, then Marie would also still be the...
That's also friendly.
Yes.
All right. Now, because we only have 1 minute left on this agenda item, we don't have to call the question if there is no further debate, so don't raise your hand. Oh, there's a hand over there. Harrison.
Another 20 minutes.
One of the principles of the affirmative action that we're instituting is that the burden for achieving affirmative action should not rest on any one body. The LSB lab representation now includes two men and two white people, or will if Grace is appointed. And there will be no one to replace anyone if that is necessary. So the LSB and the will be evading their responsibility to contribute to the affirmative action adjustments.
Yes, but this motion only covers two meetings. I mean,
No, that's not true. We already discussed that.
No, it covers however many meetings there are until the new LSB is
until
seated.
The new board is
and
no,
half
until
of
the new
three
LSB
is one and a
changes
half.
Its decision. No, the way it's worded at this point, the Grace will be appointed until some other motion is passed to change it.
Okay, time. We'll need to actually have the question called.
Call the question.
The question's been called. Is it seconded?
Point of order. At the end of the time, you don't have to call the question.
I know you don't, but I did. Only because it seems like this body needs to make a decision about representation, and I'm afraid that if we do not extend... Okay.
You just can do it. Look, just vote.
Yeah, okay.
You as chair, when we get to the time, to call for a vote.
No, yeah, we know that, Dave. There's more than one way to nurture a cat, however. Okay, let's do this. Let's go to the vote. Seeing no debate, let's go directly to a vote on the motion. Yes, and let's read the motion back.
Get it right.
Terry.
There has been a lot of comment that has modified the motion.
Well, just read it.
I have an inversion of the motion that keeps the unresolved issues unresolved. And let's see if this captures the essence. Move that Grace Aaron be appointed as LSB representative to the IPC on an ad hoc basis with Marie Deary as alternate, understanding that any LSB representative shall be an LSB member.
No one said
that. No, that's not
it. No one said that.
Okay,
wait, is that it?
No.
It was until the new LSB is seated and chooses.
And chooses the permanent representative.
At any of this, that other action.
Wait, no, let's not get more complicated. The maker of the motion here, do you agree that what you're adding until the new LSB. That is an accurate reflection of the motion?
Part of it would be that if Earl Grant can be removed.
No, I know.
Obviously, he's playing games with us.
You have a heart attack, eh?
Okay. Oh. You know what? I don't think we need to deal with the Earl Grant issue because that will, you know, in other words, we'll have to deal with that when it's determined.
No, if he doesn't, if somebody calls him up and he says, you know, I'm not going to serve, then Marie, if we complete
it. Yeah, then this motion will...
No, that's what I'm saying. So the motion should include the part that in the event that Earl...
All right, one moment. We have a maker of a motion, so I'm going to let Ed, who's the maker of the motion, hear the motion now and see if that is his motion. If it isn't, we're in trouble. All right, would you read with the...
Okay. Motion by Pearl that Grace Aaron be appointed as LSB representative to the IPC on an ad hoc basis with Marie Deary as alternate until the new LSB chooses the permanent delegate.
Great. That's it. No.
Is that correct?
It is the motion.
That could be the motion.
That's the motion. I said it.
Yeah. We did not formally call the question an end debate, but because there was no further debate, I actually declared the discussion closed. I think we should go with that.
Yes.
Those in favor of the motion signify by raising your hands.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, we're voting on this. 8, 9, 10, 11.
Opposed.
One. Two.
Abstentions.
One, two, three, four.
All right, the motion passes. Let's go and move the agenda. Let's go to agenda item 6, LSB committee reports. Now, the chair wants to remind the board that we're running way behind now. We started at 11. What time is it right now? 1:16. So we have limited time to cover all the rest of this agenda. only reports from committees that have been functioning and have reports and or motions or actions. Let's go to programming oversight. Who is reporting for that committee? Jane.
Okay. Before anybody gets guns out or any other weapons, this is only a draft.
I have a flashlight.
Only a draft. Oh, I like that too. It is only a draft because there are only four members that were at our last meeting. It also is, I want to give you this setup. This is only a preliminary process, an interim process. So A is a draft that we would really appreciate input from the rest of the body and add to it or subtract from it. And B, it will only be an interim process until either the IPT puts its policy in place. Hello? Hello, city business meeting? The IPT puts its policy in place and or Eva has succeeded in her effort to have the unpaid staff unionized. Okay? It also is only to cover programs who have agreements about their suspension and or cancellation. So,
okay, and they're going to cancel.
Yeah, they're minor changes. The PROC recommends the following interim process to deal with grief program dismissals or suspensions. One, management shall deliver in writing its reasons for the cancellation and or extend the suspension of the program to the programmer and a notification of cancellation or suspension to the PROC within 7 days of the cancellation. Two, the programmer shall deliver in writing his or their response to management and a request for action to the PROC within 7 days of receipt of reason for cancellation or suspension. Three, the PROC, without judging the matter, will then act to facilitate a resolution by selecting the next available mediator from a compiled list of volunteer mediators listed alphabetically. The mediator will meet with both parties and never resolve the matter. Four, in the case of a failed mediation, the two parties will proceed to a binding arbitration process. Each body will choose a representative and a neutral third member on which they, on which the other two will mutually agree. If the two parties cannot agree on the third member, the PROC will then select the next available name from its list of mediators as the neutral third representative. A list of these mediators, by the way, has already been started by the ad hoc retreat committee and should be expanded with additional suggestions by LSC members. Thank you.
I'm going to ask before we go to a round, I'm going to ask Fernando, could you time just this one program oversight report at 12 minutes and let us know when 12 minutes is up? Okay. Sounds great.
How much time do you have?
Well, let's have the body decide. What about 1 minute for speakers? Is that acceptable?
Well, the second chance.
Yeah. Let me read the stack and then keep your hand up if you don't hear yourself. Jan, David, Harrison, Fernando. Leslie.
And Israel.
I would like to switch my time with David, please.
Okay, let's do this. Let's,
Just David go first and then.
1 minute. David is recognized.
Yeah, I want to speak against this. I don't think there's any cancel program that's not going to complain. It essentially says it's a mediator cancellation with every programmer, and I don't think that if the management wants them off and they just want to stay on, it goes to an arbitrator, which essentially makes our arbitrator our program director. I understand the intention and sentiment, but I'd like to send it back to that committee for further work. And I think there's also got to be some set of policies that dictate, you know, what rights and within which rights and reasons for people to make changes.
together. However, I see this as not a matter of just the programmer and the management. I think it'd be a good idea, for instance, to have the Program Oversight Council be involved in this, as an arm of the LSC to be involved in the process, which might serve somewhat as a mediating person or group, so that we can work through the issues. And I am very opposed to just having a binding arbitration.
Thank you. Next on the staff is Harrison. 1 minute.
I want to thank Dave and Jan for making some of the points that I made in my minority report and invite anybody to look at it if they want to. And I want to stress another thing, which is this process would make the decision making would take away transparency that I think we want. And I'd like to make the point that this is the most important thing I think that the LSC is going to deal with, how to make programming decisions. And I think we need to make it very carefully. And I think we want to make sure that the policies adopted by the Program Council are the things that are referred to, or at least some kind of existing policy. And I think that it's important that management not be deprived of the day-to-day decision-making that's required for them to implement a vision that, that this board is going to consider. So I do think this, we need to consider this, this issue, but I think we need to start at the beginning.
Thank you very much. And Fernando.
I do believe that we already have guidance and policies in place for management of programming activation from the departments to preempt programs when necessary. Whether it is a means of reckoning or another regular intervention of the U.S. or something that pertains to the interests of the community at large. And if we don't have such policies already, and I believe we do, we should have a clear understanding that the programmers do not own the earth, that it is connected properly, and the station has the responsibility to address the collective interest rather than the programmer's interest. So that's what I'm going to take.
Thank you very much. And Leslie.
Next slide, please. In general, I don't have any major objections to this, although I'd like to jump to the committee and modification here, because I'm very concerned that the LSC is delegating its rights to negotiate fair and equitable policy to a mediator or arbitrator. I'm not opposed to doing this on an interim measure until the Program Council comes up with something, but I think it was Jan who suggested that the PROC or the LSC or somebody sign on to the process so that we would also have to agree to the outcome. Because I'm terribly afraid that if the mediator or arbitrator comes up with something that this body doesn't like, it will then exercise its right to go back and make changes to what's been mediated or arbitrated. I think that would be a very confusing process. I would also like to ask the PROC if they have addressed Dave Adelson's concerns and motion for an LSC show.
Thank you. In a moment, someone from the committee will be on the stack and they can address that. The stack is closed, and this is what it consists of right now. Israel, Eva, Alan, Sonali, Sherna, Terry, Jane, and Margaret. And then we'll have to re-evaluate whether we can go beyond that. Chair recognizes Israel. 1 minute.
Yeah, I think the comments have been very constructive. And welcome. I'm on the committee. This is just co-hosting our ideas. These are very good. I want to stress the word interim process. I want to stress that word. That was why I would have this and even consider it. We need to do something in the absence of clear policies and procedures in writing that we have to deal with any issues, including programming issues. It came up specifically because of one or two particulars which we don't have to deal with specifically in terms of programming. So this not meant to, this is not a policy to set down in the absence of a policy that we don't know about. The point is something to do with pressing grievances that programmers say, hey, we haven't had our rights, our due process in this particular programming. That's all I'm meant to do. So in the absence of clear process to deal with grievances in regard to programming, this is the idea. Some
Thank
interim
you.
Process.
Thank you. The chair recognizes Eva.
I mean, understanding the intent of this motion, I am strictly opposed to it. I think that we talked about this, and initially my response was that the same grievance process that's in place for paid staff should be used for unpaid staff, so I don't have another problem. That's the one thing. Secondly, we do have a policy on preemptions that needs to be reinforced. I think that this issue that's on the table is a valid issue. There is a lot of discussion. I don't think you understand the beginning of the implications of putting this in place. Because it's like when we have to deal with the abandoned fire issues, it's like, who's the abandoned fire? The end of the day, I was told 19 people, some people came up with a list of 130. So really, this issue needs a lot of discussion. It also needs to be part of the program council. It shouldn't be in the absence of the program council. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eva. Chair recognizes Alan. 1 minute.
Actually, a little following up.
Use the microphone.
Oh, excuse me. What is it?
Well, can you use the microphone?
Oh, yes. And let me say that in a moment we'll have to vote to extend if we're going to extend on this agenda item, but I'm going to recognize Alan for 1 minute.
Sure. Yeah, and sort of jumping on the stack when David spoke, and then, you know, reflecting on what Eva said, I wasn't involved in this because this was so many, these meetings happened. I'm on the committee, but it happened during the election crunch time, and the preceding meetings were under crunch time. But I respect very much what Eva said, but I also want to maybe flip what David said around and look at it the other way, David, which is that I worry that without some kind of pressure taken off of the program director, that things become actually too ossified. And so, you know, there are real reasons for changing some programs. And especially with those open slots at 2 o'clock, let's say somebody comes up with a really, really strong program and establishment that's just almost like objectively stronger than something that's locked in. Again, this really does need to be reworked and refined. It really involves all the implications of it. But something along the lines of what they're getting at could actually loosen things up for you.
Thank you. The chair would recognize a motion to extend for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Is there a second to that? Is there any objection?
No.
Seeing no objection, we'll extend for 5 minutes. The chair recognizes Sonali for 1 minute.
I appreciate the intent of this motion because as a staff rep, I hear many complaints from individual programmers about programming policies. But I do share the concerns that people have raised here. I think the reason this is coming up is because if we do have a policy, it isn't very clear to all of the programmers. And so I think even the policies that you were mentioning, at the very least, will need to be made very clear, posted around the station, make sure they're sensitive programmers about how programmers deal with preemptions or cancellations, etc. I would like to see I appreciate that this is temporary, and I would support it as a temporary measure to try to deal with some of the problems, but I'm also concerned a little bit about binding arbitration and about what Dave raised about an arbiter being our de facto program director. I think this is a stopgap measure. It's very sort of like, it's there because many other things aren't there. So maybe we need to continue to think about what isn't there.
Thank you. Chair recognizes Sherna.
Let me clarify something. This is not about preemptions, Fernando, and everyone else. This is about cancellations or extended suspension. And we're asking in the process to deal with violations of the implementation of policy, and when there is no written policy, to use this process. If you look at the bottom, it says that this process mean, hopefully to be developed by the Interim Program Council. And it's our obligation to then deal with the fact that these are implemented. This is a process you're dealing with the lack of implementation. I think the point people made about funding arbitration has been extremely important and helpful. And I think that the notion that it has to ultimately reside with us is accurate. So what we're looking for and what we've got to some extent is some very positive feedback to go back now and rework it, because our goal is to try and bring it back to the last meeting for approval so we have something in place finally.
Thank you. Chair recognizes Terry.
My vision of the program oversight committee is to only step in to the area of programming when the process in place is not working. And so I understand that there's pending issues that the Interim Program Council has not addressed, that the program oversight committee may have to address. But of course, in the long term, we would want the program oversight committee to maybe be a place to appeal from the Interim Program Council. Rather than the first line of appeal. And so finally I will invite management to implement a policy in place that will supersede anything that comes out of the like that.
Thank you. Could I just indulge the board? We're basically virtually out of time, but we have two more speakers, Jane and Margaret. Would it be all right if we take those 1 minute and then go to whatever?
Can I ask, would you like to ask what I think of the recommendation?
I'm sorry?
I would like to ask to just want to make a recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's wait. Can we come to kind of a consensus agreement to extend for 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Any objection? All right, we'll extend for 3 minutes. Chair recognizes Jane.
Okay, just some more clarification. This was based, just to address the binding arbitration, that was based on the fact that this is a model of how it works in the union. Binding arbitration would be so that we are not hung up at the end of this process with a decision not made. It has never, ever been our thought to do this in place of anything that the IPC would do. It is only until that policy. Frankly, I'm just tired of hearing Cora Armando say, hey, it's not me. And the LC saying, hey, it's not us. And the IPC saying, we're not even a body yet. This is only in place to get some help until then. And in terms of the agreed, we're not talking about any program who's pissed off because they didn't get their program on. We're talking about people like the Women's Magazine who have had an insult or blasphemy or something about their program, and it's taken off because there's a community of grievance as well as another grievance. And that specifically you were talking about, no other kind of programming. And finally,
thank you. Margaret.
I would like to know what is not in place in terms of what this is addressing. I really think that has got to be clear. That's not clear to me. It's not clear to me if we all know what is not in place and therefore what has to be put in place. And what is in place now that's not being implemented and needs to be implemented. I really think we have to start there. If not, I think we really open up a hornet's nest. I'm very concerned about, even though this is a temporary proposal, about establishing some kind of precedent. As a programmer, I'm concerned about entrenched programming, for example. I don't think my program or any other program should be entrenched. And I think that there has to be some leeway, in that. And given from what I have seen of the way this board works and these committee works, I mean, God knows how long, this whole process is gonna take. So I'd like some clarification on what is not the hang on on what is not there, and therefore what needs to be addressed as a starting point. I know there's been an issue around African Mental Liberation Weekend, for example, and I don't know if people wrote this as a process of a grievance procedure for African Mental Liberation Weekend, but I just think that we have to know what's already in place,
okay,
what's not there.
thank you so much. And that's apropos of that. The final speaker is Eva.
I agree with what Robin said, because sometimes people see things and they want to put a measure in place when you don't know what's in place. So Shana, I know you asked, but not from me. So I would basically say that my recommendation is to document all of the programming policies that are in place, because we put a lot together over the last 2 years. And then make that available to the program oversight committee and the program council, all the stakeholders, and let's review what we have and then go from there. In the meantime, in terms of program agreements, let's just use the same grievance procedure that is a union contract. So we don't come up with another procedure. That's how
it is.
What I think I'll do is, as soon as this contract is signed, we'll send copies to the entire board. But I can pull out the grievance procedures in the meantime.
Yes, and all the policies.
And the programming policy.
Yes, and put that together.
Great.
And
the document. We have requested three cards.
Okay, not me, but I made the commitment for you. So I'll make it.
Okay.
I think you can apply the grievance policy from the union contract. Isn't it required by the shop store? You unpaid for number
six. Doesn't matter. As long as we'll figure it out.
Okay, this crosstalk is out of order. Unfortunately, there's no perfect way to process this, but we are out of time, so we need to go to a resolution. This is a motion. Now, no, it's not a motion, but how does the committee wish us to?
What we wish is finally to get all the policies
okay.
that we have requested.
Well,
wait. And to get the model, the union model.
Yeah.
And we will go look at all that, go back to the drawing board.
Right, all right.
This was our way to force the issue.
To force the issue.
The motion to get
Wait. Unfortunately, the committee reports are more than just program oversight. And the chair is going to declare this report ended. And let's look at the agenda. I think they got what they were after. We all had a rich discussion. The next report, and we have to make them shorter, is management evaluation. Is there someone who needs to make a report on management evaluation?
Make a quick report.
Yes. No, if you don't have a need, but we're interested if you do.
We don't have any motions or discussion necessary, but maybe just a quick update. The Management Evaluation Committee had a little bit of a hiatus over the past few months for various reasons, partly my fault because I have my back issues, but we've started meeting once more. We had several meetings, and we are in progress. I think we're making really good progress on coming up with a draft of an evaluation assessment. Because if you take a deeper sample, go to the previous evaluation. with any talked about issues if we do get that, and that's something that the LSB as a body will make a decision on, not our committee.
Okay, we're going to take one more. Yes, we're going to take one more. We're going to recognize Margaret and try to then end this report.
Right. Just on the issue of task evaluation, just so we're clear on it, a request was made, but many people know that some of us were added on to management evaluation a bit later. The management evaluation that's first constituted had made a decision to request task evaluations of management to be considered in developing this new measure. There are others of us, and the discussion has been reopened, whether or not it would interfere with our objectivity if we indeed look at past evaluation in developing this particular evaluation process. So that is still an open question, because apparently the request was made for the past evaluation, but if the past evaluations arrive and some members of the committee who made the request see the evaluation in terms of how that impacts our objectivity with proceeding with the form that we're doing, it's really an open question. And there's some of us who feel, I'm not sure it's the majority, but there are some of us who feel that we should really leave the past evaluations alone right now and continue working, I think, as we have been quite well, I think, in developing this particular form to be as objective as possible. I don't know if that's an issue that the board needs to address. It is a legal matter because Dad apparently is consulting lawyers with even whether or not that information, personnel information like that, can be given over to the committee. But once the decision is made with that, then what's to happen with it? Who does it go to and how is it used? It's really an important question we have to handle very carefully, and I would be interested in the board weighing in on this matter.
You know, my own view as chair, I'm just going to put this out and you can disagree or agree, that would not be a discussion we should open up at this time, but that we should wait for the management review committee to come in with concrete proposals, motions, or dilemmas that you want the board to settle for you. Is there acceptance of that kind of paradigm? Thank you so much, and we're going to move to the next. It would be outreach. Is there the need for an outreach committee meeting?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Madeline.
Report.
Report.
Yes.
Report.
Yes, sir. I propose. Okay, currently the outreach committee has morphed into the ad hoc town council. Planning committee meeting, and several of our outreach committee members have been able to attend most of all the meetings and lessons from the meeting we attend the upcoming one. We do have a notebook as a result of our speak together for several months, which has all of our minutes from the meetings. It has the proposals passed by the local station board. It has policies that the committee adopted and forms and some project ideas. The seven of us, the six of us actually, and that it was more a governance committee. For some reason, it took us a while to get to that point, but we do have something for continuity, and again, we're part of the town hall committee at this point.
Thank you very much. And that town hall, ad hoc town hall committee, has its own agenda item. We'll be reporting later. Thank you. Structure. Is there any report from structure?
Is there any structure?
I have to be very self-critical. I'm on that committee, but I have not attended a meeting for a long time.
We wouldn't know that since none of us have either.
Yeah, okay. Okay. There seems to be consensus, nothing to report from structure. That committee will begin. Oh, I'm sorry, a question, yes.
Yeah, has that committee addressed the question of contact of this body having communication with listeners? That would refer to structure committee, I believe.
I do not believe that committee has dealt with that yet.
Okay, thank you.
May we go to, well, I just want to make a comment about Committee of Inclusion. A lot of the people, I will remind you that the Committee of Inclusion is a committee of the PNB, but there were people assigned to it, and I'm not bringing this up because I want to embarrass, because there are people incredibly busy, but just to remind us, pursuant to foundation bylaws, the KPFK LSV elected one director and three delegates to the local committee of inclusion, which is a PMB committee, and then they can choose an additional KPFK membership. Julie Rodriguez was director, Sarah Amir, Margaret Prescott, Grace Aaron, and Jane Halloran was an alternate. I know that committee has not been functioning, but we do need...
I didn't even know I was...
Yes, that's the reason I'm reviewing this. Basically, though, just a brief comment. The outreach, the committee conclusion, if you look at the committee, a lot of those people have been doing outreach to include communities. Certainly, Julie Rodriguez has been very active in the CAB formation and so on. But I am going to be in touch with those four or five members, because it must be a functioning PMB committee and reports to the PMB over inclusion of listener sponsors in our signal area. So I know there's no report. I'm sure there's no report. But we'll take a couple of comments on it. Okay, Margaret, and then David.
Actually, I was not on the staff of...
For a different issue.
For a different issue, but just to say, I wasn't aware I was actually part of that committee, so we're going to have to look into that and see how that goes. The reason I was in, because I have to make a Obama ATA to say to the board that the crisis in Haiti has been deepening, which people might know. That means I have to fly into the Caribbean region tomorrow morning, and I'm not quite sure of the return date. It may be for a week, it may be a week and a half, so if they're meeting towards the end of the schedule, I'd like to request now absence. And just also to say that with the funds drive, it was very difficult to get the information out about what was going on in Haiti. We did find time for a special, a one-hour special, and there will be another one coming up on the journey truth. But if people want more information, if you go to the Haiti Action, website, but just to say the situation is very, very dire.
Thank
so
you.
I beg the board's indulgence.
Thank you, and all the best on your journey. David,
may I take listener comment before any more of the board members leave?
You know what? I think that's good, because it's next.
Two more.
Oh, no, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's good.
We have to find out.
Yeah, I know. Okay, one moment, people, just a moment. I'm going to recognize David. Let's all be quiet and focus on David's comment.
So the next national board meeting is here in L.A., and part of it, we agreed that we would have either a day or two of events dealing with white supremacy and racism. And it was originally called a day of diversity, but the whole concept of diversity is a way of abstracting away from the issues of white supremacy and racism was recognized. The COIs are actually talking about how to restructure and reframe it. But that is my understanding of the committees of inclusion led by Henry Cooper and Kalanchi, Alessa Goon, and some of the others around the network are going to be involved in structuring that whole series of events, which is going to be happening here in L.A. And I personally hope that we can get people involved in anti-racist movements around L.A. involved in it. So I was hoping that the committee of inclusion would focus on that. They are going to be doing it. There is going to be major events. There's going to be major promotions and the rest of it. So I think that's an important task. And if you haven't, it would be good for you to contact Henry Cooper, who I think is spearheading it, and I'll email you that information.
Email me.
Yep.
The contact. Julie Rodriguez has been a bit of
Okay, now here's the situation we find ourselves in. We have one more report. That would be finance development, then populating the arts committee. Then I think there's going to be a proposal that we take public comment before the town hall meeting, so the public comment can be done before more board members leave. Who is reporting? Is there a report, finance and development? David.
Can I make a report? Just so people know, by the way, I got elected. Mark Robertson has
can't hear you.
Yeah, you're going to have to speak up. Yeah. The microphone is so.
Okay, well, I was just going to put a report on the fact. I'm now chair pro tem of the National Finance Commission, Mark Robertson, and one of the things we've got to deal with locally is this whole issue of what they're telling us about our budget and what the surplus and what we're up, they're saying we ended last year down on projection. We need to get together, we need to talk about it. We need to talk about it when we know that we have a surplus to spend. And we did, as a board passed motion on the issue of training
something very murky about what we're being claimed to be, have to do, et cetera, et cetera. So it's on our agenda, I think, primarily as the issue of what point we recognize that we do have a surplus, and then how we get that allocated consistent with the motion of improving the budget.
Thank you. And we'll take a couple comments on that.
The treasurer is a crucial issue. We have not had a treasurer, and I would like to recommend that we consider as an alternate, just like we did the secretary, we consider as the alternate, Casey McFall, who ran and came in second out of two, to Sarah, that we contact Sarah, ask him if he's going to participate, and if he does not want to participate at this point, that Casey to act in that capacity pro tem and fill in
that. You just have to make a concrete motion.
I would like to so move.
Pardon me?
I'd like to move the case to McFall being the alternate, and that we contact Sarah, and in the event that he is not going to be participating, then Casey will.
Okay, just for clarity, your motion is that Casey be an ad hoc treasurer until when?
Pro tem, an alternate treasurer, or treasurer, and treasurer pro tem if Sarah is on it until another treasurer is elected.
All right. Is there a second? Okay, one moment. Just one moment before we go ahead. We have a stack, but we have a question of procedure.
How can you nominate someone who isn't here to say that it's from the rules?
She ran.
She ran.
I know that. I'm saying, how can you nominate someone who isn't here to say whether she's willing to do that? She's a candidate now, and her life has changed, and I don't think she's...
If she's willing to accept.
I can say if she's willing to accept, but I don't think she's...
I think that was sort of implicit, Jay.
Clearly, David, in your motion, pending her acceptance of the role, I think that's true. Okay, now, was that seconded?
Yeah, I would like to second it, but I'd like to make a...
Wait, okay, you're on the stack, I think. You are on the stack. It's been moved and seconded. Okay, so be sure that you're also addressing that issue when in your public, in your comments. The stack is Israel, Jan, Ed, and Leslie. Anyone else that's missed for the stack? Let's begin with Israel.
2 points, Dave, can we hear you?
Do you need a microphone?
No, I can speak louder.
But I'm wondering for purposes of recording, being recorded. Ted Koppelman doing Nightline tonight.
The question to Dave, can we get from you in what would be a timely manner for consideration appropriate information and data on this Brian situation so the board can be, other than warned that the problem, can we get information?
I'm going to let David respond to that.
Yeah, we've been trying to get there. We've been trying to do it with the National Finance Committee meeting. It seems to be a moving target. We are trying to do that. As soon as we can get it, we'll provide it. Second point I want to make is it's important that we have not just the word of mouth, but a written statement from Sorrell that he cannot function or will not or won't resign. In all fairness, in the medical, what else is there? And in terms of Katie, of course, she can be contacted if she's willing to serve if it's appropriate in this case.
That makes total sense.
That's all.
Thank you. Jan, 1 minute.
Here you go.
I would like to move to amend David's motion, and that is to add Casey McFall to the Finance Committee as a co-treasurer with, as opposed to an alternate treasurer, as a co-treasurer with Sarah, so that we don't have to worry about him resigning or not resigning, that she can get on the she can start working whether along with Sarah or not along with Sarah. I mean, the problem is, as I understand it, part of the problem with Sarah is that his working, at least for several meetings, did not permit him to be in on the national phone calls. So that's one issue. And David has told me that he needs help, actual help, with the motion to ask Casey if she would be a co-treasurer. And then we don't have to,
okay.
You know, we don't have to pin to Ron down as to whether he's going to resign or not resign. We're talking to meetings here, and we can just move forward.
Okay, thank you. Now, keep in mind that there's an amendment. Is there a second to Jen's amendment? I heard no second.
Point of information.
Well, one moment, please. Lacking a second, Jen's proposed amendment fails.
Now that your other obligations are momentarily relieved, will you be willing to resume service of this?
Okay, in a way, this is kind of out of order also. Yes. Donna can make herself available. I think she resigned for wrong reasons. The chair recognizes Ed. Do you have, you were on the staff. Do you still want to speak?
I just wanted to remind people that the town hall event should be a primary thing, and I'm putting it 20 minutes beyond that, and that can happen.
Okay. So, no, we haven't done that yet. There's just going to be a proposal. Let's look at Leslie for 1 minute. Not look at you for 1 minute, but let's hear it.
Substitute.
It could be a substitute motion.
Okay, substitute.
Okay, that's right. It could be a substitute.
By the way, Donna never resigned.
substitute motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. This would actually supersede, I believe, the original motion. Because we're running out of time,